holding here in Amud Dalet, where he speaks about the fact that the musig of Emtsoy and the musig of Echad, and he says like this: Olakacha and Amud Hey, Olakacha Malchishem Dalet, Kineged Dal Ruchos Eitzim Emtsoy. So the Dal Malchus are Kineged those Dal Ruchos. Olakach Dorash Meloshen Toyev Avoyu Dal Malchus. מבנה כי לשוינס אלו הם בוים על החיסורן שיש בבריאה. ומצד חיסורן הבריאה נסחת שאלו דל מלכיס. והם יוחדים בדוב הזה, שממשלתם יוצא מן השם יסברך עד כי מבט נחתוס ובאלו. What they have in common is that all of the דל מלכיס are מבטל the אחתוס הקדש ברוך הוא, ובסילוק דל מלכיס אלו נאמר והוי השם למלך הכל הארץ, Let's talk a little about this point here. It says, that means that that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be one. So the Gemara asks, what does it mean? He's not one now? It's some change will happen at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says two tirutzim. One is in the world today, that you don't say the same brach on toiv as in ra, whereas lasid lavoi, I guess it's assumed yes, everything will be toiv. And the pshat in that is that our perception of the world today is that it is going in different, the different anhagis. All the anhagis are not one and the same. The anhaga of toiv, the anhaga of ra, of din and of chesed are different. That's one teretz. A second teretz, Gemara says, is by umas ha'olam, that umas ha'olam are going to today. They don't believe in Hashem Echad. Lasid lavoi, they will. I want to explain a little bit of the oimek of it and try to understand some things. Let's take an example. A person has today a koyach of achila. And a person has a koyach of taivas achila. So, the doctor says that what a person should eat is milk and vegetables and this and that and the other thing. That's what is achila. That's the best achila for a person. What does taivas achila say? Taivas achila says, enjoy the food for its taste. Chocolate cake is good, and this is good, and that's good, and the other thing's good. So in each and every nekuda in the world, there is a force that is pushing in an opposite direction. Better said, it's a medrash that if somebody once had a dream. It's in the context of lashon hara, but someone had a dream and each aver was saying, I will be melech. So, you know, the hand said, I'm the melech, the heart said, I'm the melech, the mouth said, I'm the melech, and so on. In a person's, for instance, let's say a person is designing a house, and there's an input in terms of structure, sounds of structure, there's an input in terms of finance, and there's an input in terms of beauty. And there could be many other inputs. Many times, those forces will be at loggerheads with each other. To build it soundly, the beams have to be this thickness. The one that says the main thing is to build it as cheaply as you can says, whoa, that's crazy expensive. Let's shave off an inch off every column. Or the person says it's ugly if you have that many columns. Take the columns out and it'll be much more beautiful. So each and every one of these is perceived as being its own. Each one is saying, I'm the most important, and sometimes you reach a decision it's not. But each one proclaims itself as being its own mohus, its own metzias, and making itself the dominant feature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world with a lot of different inyanim, and when it is the teva of every inyan, that it can be in one of two stages. It can be in a state of Avda de Malkano, I am mishubed to the big picture. How can I add aesthetics to the picture? How can I economize to the picture? So on. Or each one is a malchus b'fnei atzmo. And each one says, I'm not emloich. Each one says, I'm the one. The Bria is a central nekuda of Hashem and nekudas other around it, so to speak. And right now, the matzav is every nekuda around it makes itself king. Yes, it's important to be over Hashem because it brings out patriotism in a country. The most important thing is to have patriotism. And if you want to have a country with a very patriotic people, you need to get the church involved as well. So he's also very religious. But the malchus is the malchus of the shilton, of the ummah, let's say. It's and so on and so forth. The Bria in is a central nekuda with other things. The malchus of Hashem Echad to Hashem not being Echad. Hashem Echad Ushmoy Echad do the pieces perceive themselves as being part of one, and then bemail it's one picture, or each piece sees itself as being something else. Lamosh, it says, Yafta Lakim Liyafis. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yoifi to Yefes, and he's given his places in Aholei Shem, that depends whether or not it's part of Aholei Shem or not. Is the Yoifi there to accentuate the Emes in Aholei Shem, or is it there in its own value? And that's the difference between Hashem is Echad means that the pieces are there together, or they're going off different directions. So he says, "Obisilug dal malchus elu nema avoy Hashem lachon kol aretz vayimu Hashem Echad ushmei Echad." The kolzman shelu dalad malchus moishlo baylom ein kvoid Hashem isbarach nigla baylomay. And as long as these dalad malchus, in other words, each one of these four sides, so to speak. If it sees itself as a malchus, then that itself is a hafkah from the emes of and Hashem is not echad, because Hashem is the nekudah merkazis, and this is a side point, and it's saying no, I'm the melech. Lokach elu dal marz arisorin shebriya sheef sheyadim tzabir v'Hashem is hagomo rak yesh bechisorin ve'en achisorin zev Hashem is parach rak mitzara oylam. The lumos is a kasa beish bar lekim hashayim saores and so on. This is pretty much he's reviewing what he said before. Koratzi tachtoinim lekachoyse toy vavoy yochashach neisahoyim kol zeh chisorin shei dovok umitzurav al dava acher v'chol elu shemois toy vavoy yochashay bebriya b'shteimus umar lechisorin adav bebriya. So all of these different inyanim that are said in the pasuk show the chisroinus in the bria and so on. Lemaisa. Of all of the elements of, in this Nekuda, the Malchus of Yavon was actually the worst. Because people, the statement that power makes right, might makes right, it's a statement that people can say it as a reality, they can say that's the Metzius, or a very coarse person can actually believe that this is that's right, but chachma in the human sense, sechel adam, that's something that many people would feel that that's king. In other words, reason is king, and everything else fits into it. Religion is valid because reason gives it some validity. Malchus Yavon, as a pretext to a malchus, it is closest to what we as Klal Yisrael would declare as being right. It's the biggest, for anyone who's a Baal Nefesh, it's the biggest chance of, the biggest possibility of being misled is that this is the Malchus. So Nafkamina is not, do we hold of Chachma, do we not hold of Chachma? is Chochmah good or not? The question is Chochmah a Malchus in its own right? Or it's not a Malchus in its own right? Is it something which can become the center, and that is the person, and that's what the Adam HaShalom HaTov is? Or can it only work as integrated in a structure that focuses on something else? That was, in a certain sense, the real shibud in that. I want to add a little bit of an akud, I guess, just a little bit of maisa kind of. The Rambam says, and we've seen it, we've talked about it many, many times, the Rambam says in Shmoni Prakim that kol ma'asechol shem shemayim means the following, that a person needs to structure his entire mitzias around one nekuda. How do we do it? So the Rambam says there are many, many layers of like rings around the nekuda merkazes. A person, in order to be Hashem, needs to eat. In order to eat, he needs to work. In order to work, he's training for the job. In order to train for the job, he needs to learn how to read and write and whatever. So each step is a valid step, provided it's really there for that next piece. The test will be if, let's say, you know, he has to do some things that are not beseder at any one of those steps. If he does it anyway, then it's a riot that it took on a life of its own, and it's not there. Nor to ever Hashem eating, nor to eat. I'm training, wrote the train, I'm learning to read and write. If something along there is wrong to do, then it shows that the person is not doing it for that, and he has a different goal in mind. But that is the big picture of how Hashem Echad transfers itself into Avodas Hashem. I want to talk about another nekuda and understanding it in Oimek HaNefesh a little bit. We all have Yetzirahs. We all do things at times that we shouldn't do. That's the reality. Maybe the exceptions here, but Hakaponim, Al Derech HaRoyv. We do things that we shouldn't do, and we have draws to where we shouldn't be drawn to. The Teva HaDvarim is a person copes with it in one or two ways. A person turns it into something good also. I remember sort of a scene. I guess sometimes for its silliness, it engraves itself in your mind. There's a site in Eretz Yisrael, some sort of adventure park. I forgot what it was called. It's a type of thing. It's like a mountain sled, and you lay on the thing, and it goes down a mountainside near Shalim. And Spidikin. I took my kids. Still around? Okay. So you know, it was one of those things where Chalmoyd, Chanukah, etc. It was together with the zoo and one of the other places. That was the place we took kids. So I took my kids there. And there was a younger man who I guess had a big taiva and a big it's hard to do it also. And he also did it. It's something that. It's not something for a younger man to do. No Averis, but, you know, spread yourself out on a thing and go up and down whoopee a mountainside. You know, and at some point, a person who's a nichbad and a person who holds himself to be a ben Torah and das alakim and all those fancy words, coming down the mountain with all the kids, just not the thing. So he was there, you know, it's big scissors flying out, the pace, everything. And he was there with another, person, and he guess most of his sort of conscience must have bothered him or something. So he said something. This is also an important thing. He said the same tone of voice he used when somebody does a muscle physical exercise, somebody hikes, or somebody goes swimming, which are things that the human body needs and a person should have. So he said, "It's a gam davar chashuv," and you know, and did it so and so. So I was thinking to myself, if a person recognizes the flaws as flaws, then it's not a stira to echad. In other words, My weak spot is mountain sledding. That's my weak spot. So, you know, my picture of Dmus Adam is X. You know, I'm lazy. If I'd be more on top of myself, I'd wean myself off it. I'd do this, X, Y, Z, whatever it is. Then fine. So it's a flaw, but it doesn't threaten the picture itself. The picture of what a Tzuras Adam and a Betoris is one. This is awesome. But when a person goes ahead and makes it into another focal, this is also an important inyan. So then the whole, then what he's doing is he's setting up something else. He's making a malchus out of something. When you validate something, you turn it to malchus, and then you have something which is ra. These are also activities that are important to engage in. It's people don't understand that if you deherit as a flaw, you didn't touch the Ezim picture. And as long as the Malchus did not become Malchus, the Ra in the side didn't take on a Metzias of Ra. It's a potential Ra. But the minute you give it a Metzias, and the minute you make something out of it, it becomes something bad. And in a certain sense, your picture becomes distorted. The echad suffers. On a practical level, it's hard. Most people like to think of themselves as being chasher people, good people, decent people, and b'neila, we cope by crowning it. I'm saying no, this is also a good thing. The minute we give it a crown. If it's the court jester, then it's fine. The king is the guy who sits in the middle, and the guy on the outside is the court jester. But when you gave the court jester a crown, you now have two malchus here, because they're not better than one malchus. And b'meila, you've created ra in a worse way. It's any time when the worst thing you can do to things that are weak spots in yourself and flaws is to crown them by validating them and saying they're good. So the malchus, the stirat Hashem echad, is when the other things become a malchus also. I remember when I was in high school. So the school I went to was a school, you know, with a lot of muri chol and a lot of muri kodesh. And in those days, the schools like that didn't have a unified hanhala, and you know, like the muri chol would be a subdivision. It was like two malchus, two rishuyos. And each one did its own thing. And, you know, some a lot of times they were at loggerheads with each other and so on. But I remember an English teacher of ours, a guy, asked the class, like, he doesn't understand if we're so spiritual and so on, why is it that you guys are so oriented for success, or for, you know, for college success, money, whatever. I mean, he asked it in a nice way. He was a guy who was used to the fact that, you know, like their religious galochim are all sort of monasteries. I mean, he asked it innocently, and so the class, you know, struggled, and one guy answered the answer that was the subtle message of school. He said a Jew needs to have two goals in his life, a religious goal and a secular goal. You know, two departments, two goals, and so on. You know, now reflecting on it as an adult, it's a kind of, yeah, that's called shnius. That's called believing in two rishuyos. That's really shnius. You know, yesh is a nonsense. I mean, that doesn't mean anything anyway. But these are two rishuyos, this and this. The stira, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria, it was Toyo Voyechoyshech and Tehoim. Those were the possibilities of going off. And I'll explain each one, why it is, and so on. But the going off lies in giving each one a malchus. And that's why when these things became ra, and expressed themselves as ra, they rose as dal of malchus, where it became the centerpiece of something that drew something to it. And like we said before, he explains it later on, of the four malchus, the one that has a draw to Klal Yisrael is Yavan. Because anybody who's a Bal Nefesh, the draw of power, which was Bavel, or the draw or Rome and the draw of hedonism, which was Paras, bubbles of Azura, Gaiva. Those are kriyasa things, and Ibn's Bal Nefesh is not, doesn't inherit as a Malchus. Malchus Yovan, that Seichel is its own, it validates itself. It's not subject to anything. It bows its heads to no one. That's something that's very, very, that is something that appeals to Klal Yisrael. And that's why when it became a Malchus, it was such a goal for Klal Yisrael. Okay, Emetz Hashem on Tuesday, and Wednesday we'll continue by the session.